Good evening. Welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom. The big story, farmers at the Delhi borders have said that their protests will continue till the formal cancellation of the three contentious farm laws, which the Prime Minister announced on Friday. They've also demanded a law on minimum support prices and the withdrawal of the police cases filed against many of them. Now, the Union Cabinet will be meeting to repeal the three farm laws that had been promised by the Prime Minister on Friday. But what are some of the other demands that the farmers want, and how much longer do they actually intend to carry on with their protests, which includes another march towards Delhi later this month? That's going to be the focus of our debate this evening. First, this story.
What's the next move? Farmers today met as the Samyukt Kisan Morcha to discuss their course of action after the Prime Minister's announcement that the three farm laws would be repealed.
एक मुद्दा हट जाएगा कि सरकार ने कहा प्रधानमंत्री ने उन्हें एक पहल करिए कि तीन कानून हम वापसी ले रहे हैं तो हट जाएगा दूसरे मुद्दे अभी हैं
प्रोग्राम पहले से तय किए गए हैं एसकेएम की तरफ से वो कंटिन्यू करेंगे प्राइम मिनिस्टर को एक ओपन लेटर लिखी जाएगी जिसमें जो मांगे बकाया रह गई उसके बारे में जिक्र किया जाएगा एमएसपी की कमेटी कैसी होगी लखमीरपुर खेड़ी कांड के बारे में भी लिखा जाएगा और जो मंत्री जी इन्वॉल्व है उस केस में उनको मंत्री पद से हटाने के लिए मांग करने के लिए भी लिखा जाएगा
Farmers who have been sitting at Singu on the Delhi-Haryana border in a relay protest for the past 12 months say they won't return to their villages just yet. 68-year-old Gyandas Singh, who belongs to Sangrur, has been protesting for the past 1 year. He says he is waiting for a word from his leaders, but he is not the only one.
जब तक हमारे जो नेता हैं, हमारे लीडर हैं, किसान लीडर, जब तक संतुष्ट नहीं होते, हम यहीं बैठेंगे, उनका हुक्म मानेंगे यहाँ।
नहीं, अभी नहीं जाएंगे। पता क्या प्राइम मिनिस्टर ने अभी बोला है, अभी ऐलान हुआ है, लेकिन हमको लिखती रूप में कुछ नहीं दिया।
Meanwhile, sources indicate that the cabinet will approve the repeal of the three farm laws at a meeting on the 24th of November. Protesting farmers here at the Singu border say that the Prime Minister's verbal announcement is just not enough. They want all their demands to be met on written assurance and that they will continue with their agitation till such time it is met. With Sanjay Kaushik, Shunakshi Chakravarti for NDTV.
All right, well, the main demands have been met, but how much longer will the farmer protests go? What are some of the other main issues that remain unanswered, say the farmers? Avik Saad, the national president of the Jai Kisan Andolan, is with us. Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain of the Congress and Geeta Bhatt, the political analyst as well. Thank you all very much for being with us. Avik Saha, we're told the cabinet will be meeting shortly. They will be officially starting the process of repealing the laws back. Why are you intent on carrying on with your protests?
Vishnuji, the principal demand of security of income through price guarantee remains unattended, and the Prime Minister has not clearly articulated anything on it. He's talked about a committee, but you know that starts with zero budget and goes up to export, so we are not clear what he's talking about, which is why we are writing to him, asking for clarifications, reiterating the demand, setting the table in order again. And depending on what the cabinet decides on 24th, we are meeting on 27th to decide the next step. So things are in a bit of a flux, and I wouldn't say it's a sealed deal yet.
Okay. Geeta ji, would you like to respond to that? It's not a sealed deal yet. The farmers, and this was just one of the demands. They've got other demands as well. So this isn't over.
Vishnuji, there's an echo, if you can please get it corrected. You see, by making the announcement of repealing of the three farm laws and apologizing, I think the Prime Minister, you know, as a true statesman, wanting to take everyone along, especially keeping in mind the sentiments of the farmers and maintaining the harmony of the society. And, of course, there were some internal security concerns also, because there were times when this farmers' movement was hijacked by certain forces. This is something where it is with crystal clarity has been told. The cabinet meeting has already been called, has been announced. In the coming winter session, these farm laws are going to be, you know, repealed. everything is crystal clear. And of course, it has already been announced by the Prime Minister that the committee is going to be constituted where there will be farmers' representation, there where there will be farming experts will be there, and other stakeholders will be present, where all the decisions which are relating to the issues or the concerns that have been raised by the farmers will be addressed by that committee. So it is already there. Everything is very crystal clear and on the table.
All right. Dr. Syed Nasir Hussain, some would suggest that the decision which was taken to repeal the farm laws wasn't just a simple decision to reach out to the farmer community. It was also done with the elections in mind. The fact of the matter is that the farmers will also be having a Mahapanchayat in Lucknow itself. Do you believe that the farmer movement, after the laws were actually withdrawn, the Prime Minister announced it, it's increasingly becoming a political movement in the context of the UP elections particularly?
The BJP spokesperson was speaking something about the sentiments being kept in mind while the decision is being taken by the Prime Minister and the government. The Congress party, the opposition parties, I'm sorry, Geeta. Farmers and then the people of the country would have definitely been very happy had the government and the Prime Minister kept the sentiments of the farmer in September 2020 when this...
No, but sir, you aren't answering my question. How would you respond to those who say this is becoming a political movement ahead of the elections?
Today, everyone knows after the loss in the by-election, the government came down on the petrol, diesel prices by 10 rupees and 5 rupees. They know that everywhere they are feeling the brunt of what is happening in the country, whether it is the price hike or in the farmers' movement. So they know that Uttar Pradesh and Punjab would be very, very difficult for them. And the agitation, since it has been largely concentrated around Delhi and in these states, they thought it is wise to repeal these laws.
No, but sir, you're still not answering my question. I'll come back to you in a moment. Let me put that back to Avik Saha. Sir, how would you respond to those that with a Mahapanchayat in Lucknow now, after your demands have been met, the character of your movement, which was for farmer rights, is increasingly becoming political?
Sanyukt Kisan Morcha, a collective of farmers' organizations, was right from day one battling a political party called BJP. The demand raised by the farmers had to be met by a political party which had constituted the central government. So I am not in agreement with all those who say that this was not political. But was it electoral? Certainly not. Political politicians who participate in elections were deliberately kept away from all the platforms of the Sanyukt Kisan Morcha. We did, however, go to Bengal and urge the people to vote against BJP because we identified that political party as the enemy of the farmers. So it is political, but it is not a political party. We have no electoral ambition. Our only ambition is that the political party that opposes farmers' interest should not receive a mandate from the people.
Okay, I get that. So let me ask you this, Avikji. Would you, as far as the protests on the outskirts of Delhi are concerned, and considering the fact that on the 24th of this month, or rather on the 26th of this month, Delhi border Morche Pe Chalo is another slogan of yours, are you going to cease being on the boundaries of Delhi in protest? Will those roads be opened up? Are you going to be there indefinitely even now?
Vishnuji, we wanted to come to Delhi to protest on 26 November 2020. We want to be in the capital of the country to lodge and register our protest and for the nation to see it. Being on the borders of Delhi is not something that we had ever planned. So I'm hoping that with the government being more reasonable now, and I stress we have not seen this in the context of victory and defeat, foe and friend. It's a demand made by a group of people against their government, and the government seems to be now in a mood to negotiate and understand that demand. which is what we will stress on, we will work on, and should we be able to convince the government through this open letter to look into and actually critically decide upon the demands and the key demand of income security through price guarantee legislation, there's no need to protest at all.
Okay. Geeta ji, one of the other demands made by the farmers is the withdrawal of cases against farmers themselves. And they've also said that the Minister of State, Home, should actually step down because of what happened in Lakhimpur Kheri and the murder of farmers over there. Is this also something you believe the government should actually accept so that we can move on from this chapter?
Well, definitely when a committee is being constituted and the farmer, representatives, they are, whatever agenda they are or whatever they feel their demands are, that needs to be addressed. And if these issues are placed before the government, they will definitely look into it. But I would, Vishnuji, also like to state here that, we have seen that there was intimidation of law and order, there was street politics. And we saw that how all this hijacked the actual concern of the farmers. What happened on 26th of January, the desecration of our monuments, all that is right there. Now, with the proposal that is coming that, there will be again people coming and, across, on the borders of Delhi. And how the representatives of farmers, they also have to at this time when the, when the Prime Minister has come out and has appealed to them to go back, go back to their farms and to their homes. They also have now, they have a responsibility to ensure that there are no, the forces which have in the past have tried to hijack this movement, that
okay,
should
Geeta
not
ji,
happen
one
in the
sec.
Future.
Avik sir, wanted to respond. Avik ji, go ahead.
No one has hijacked the movement. That's a narrative that the government and the government through people like Geeta ji want to put out to the nation. I'm here. I have not been hijacked by anybody. What has happened is the government has not met the demands. So the question is, should we now give up the agitation even if the demands are not met? We will think about it. We will consider it. We will see. See, there is
so
agitation fatigue
out,
too.
You're not ruling out giving up the protests for the moment even if the other demands are not met, right? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, if the other demands are not met, protests may continue. But we will be very sensible in dealing with it. We understand our own fatigue. Staying on the road for 1 year is not a joke. So we are not threatening anyone. We are not putting out any extra demands. We stick to the demands that we came with on 26 November 2020. And that needs to be negotiated. The committee that Geeta ji is talking about is nobody knows what is the term of reference of that committee, what that committee will do, whether the recommendation will be binding, whether the government will itself accept the recommendations of the previous Swaminathan committee that had actually asked for C2 as 50% be legislated.
Right.
So, we have, we are a little doubtful about committees, and Geeta ji may be positive about it, but we
all right, so let's see what finally happens over there. Dr. Hussain, in as much as Rahul Gandhi has spoken about, how this is a huge victory, how in the past he's made a statement where he said that there is no way that this is going to end in any way other than the farmers getting what they want. But at this stage, given how close we are to elections in Punjab and in Uttar Pradesh, is it your belief that the Congress is politically stronger now after what has happened with the farmers, that the government, the BJP, not the government, the BJP is on the defensive in these states, particularly UP?
Vishnu, I think more than about the elections, the Congress was concerned about the issues that were involved here. The opposition led by Congress protested against these forms in the Rajya Sabha. 8 of the MPs got suspended. I was also one of them. And from there, Rahul Gandhi went to different states, led Tractor Yatra, etc., etc. And we all were there supporting this movement from outside. We didn't want to hijack, didn't want it to be part of this movement. We have been supporting these farmers right from 1947 till now. I don't want to narrate what all we have done. Just in the UPA government, if we'll just remind you people that about 62,000 crores were spent on loan waiver. So there are so many things. We were more concerned about the loss. We wanted this to be repeated. We wanted it to be sent to the JPC so that, as Geeta says, there will be more economies, more agriculturists, stakeholders, Pakistan Union representatives, etc., etc., then we can come with meaningful reform for the farmer. Now, I think the BJP is in the back foot. I don't know how it will help or not help them politically in the days to come. But the fact is, the BJP is in the back foot. The government is in the back foot. They know that they have been losing ground, especially where this agitation has been concentrated. That is exactly the reason why they have repealed. Otherwise, this arrogant government wouldn't have gone back on this and wouldn't have repealed. Because
all right.
Every
so, Geetaji, would you like to respond to that?
The
reason the government has done this essentially is political. Because the BJP has been losing ground, that this had to be done. It's not about farmer rights per se. It's about the political consequences of not accepting what the farmers demand. Geetaji, respond to that.
Well, Vishnuji, you see, if it is in terms of, Mr. Hussain was saying, you see, in our country, every 6 months we are having elections. It is not something that, you know, it happens once in 5 years. So this, the decision which has been taken, it's saying that it is political is something, it is totally political is something which is not right. You see, we have seen that there was an ecosystem which was working 24/7 in, creating a mistrust in the farmers regarding these farm laws. And this repeal of the farm laws is actually basically trying to do that trust building again. So that the farmers, they do realize that when the farm laws are brought, they were brought with the earnest intentions of trying to facilitate the farmers.
Right.
However, maybe, the fact also remains that maybe in the coming decades, no political party would actually ever think, venturing out of looking into agriculture reform as a policy matter.
Right.
This is a kind of a fallout this will see.
All right. Well, let's see what finally happens and let's see how flexible the farmers are here onwards. Or are they going to, insist on these demands? But let's see where these committees go as well. I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us.